his eye. Lord of the car-driving humans with the recorder in their hand. Hey everybody, this is Scott, this is Diary of a Cartoonist, and I have something on my mind. Today's topic for the diary is Community. No, not the hit TV show on NBC. Is it on NBC? Actually, I don't know which channel it's on. Because I don't really get my TV that way anymore. Big fan, though. But that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about today is community as it applies to the internet and, you know, extended community. Not the stuff you have, like, in your neighborhood with your HOA and your friends and your whatever. But I'm talking about, like, virtual communities. Those found in such social niche sites such as Facebook and others. Anyway. Sorry, I'm in my car, and there's a guy who's getting a little close over here. I need to move. Okay, thanks, buddy. I want to talk about my community in particular, and the reason I want to talk about it is because I realized today there is a difference between... I mean, when you hear online community or a community in a video game, like, say, your guild in World of Warcraft, or... your clan in a first-person shooter game or whatever. What we're describing there are active participants in a community. So, in other words, this weird little phenomenon happened last week where AppSlappy, the last AppSlappy show that Eric and I did, we reviewed two games. We reviewed We Rule for the iPhone, and we reviewed Depict for the iPhone. We Rule kind of being a take or a kind of a riff on the whole Farmville phenomenon, except sort of extended out to do different things, and it's really horribly addicting. And we gave it a pretty glowing review, and we gave out our usernames for the Plus Plus Network on that episode. And then we also reviewed Depict, which runs on OpenFaint, which is another kind of community sort of Xbox Live style matching service, friendship service. These are really the two big ones on any kind of games that matter on the iPhone or iPod Touch or on the App Store, I guess, in general. And we gave out our username there as well, and we really liked Depict, which is a kind of a Pictionary game that you can play in real time with five other people. So we put out our usernames for this stuff. And what strikes me as unique about this community at large, not just the AppSlappy folks, but everybody within sort of the umbrella of the Extra Life / Frog Pants / you know, whatever community, the comic readers, the show listeners, the everybody's. What strikes me about them that is unique to them, I believe, or unique to their kind of community, because I'm certainly, I don't have a monopoly on this. There's plenty of examples of this sort of thing. I think, like, PAX is a really great example of that kind of community. And what I mean is it's one that is actively involved in pursuing quality time with and around the community. So they're not just passive observers the way you would be, say, if you were all fans of the website, I don't know, the Wall Street Journal. You never would be, but let's say you would be. There's, I guess that's kind of a community, but in a way it's more like a traditional one where you just don't really have to be involved. It's just sort of there. You go and you get what you want out of it. It's a much more sort of selfish prospect. You benefit from the fact that a lot of people read it because then you're able to continue to read it because there's a reason for them to put it out. But it's not really any kind of interrelational sort of connectivity with other people or other readers. Whereas my community tends to be all about that, and it's one of its great, its finest things. Its great hallmark is that it can, you know, that it has all these people that connect. And we were, back to the example of these iPhone games, the reason that these came as a striking example of this is, you know, I have sort of secret information from the developers of We Rule that they had server problems in large part due to our review and our giving out our usernames and people hearing about it in the review and downloading it all that day. So they had outages based on what we had done. Now, again, I don't see that as, that certainly isn't a negative thing for them or us. That's a great thing for them. They were thrilled about that. And they quickly got things running in order and all that. But, you know, it doesn't take much for an active community to kind of blow people away. So my whole, I'm trying to boil this down to my whole point, which is kind of hard in the car and my brain's all over the place on this, but it's as simple as this. If you have a room full of 400 lazy people sitting on couches and not moving, and they're all involved in one thing or another that's kind of similar, I guess that's a community, but it's not a very active one. It's kind of a passive community. Whereas my community, we may, in relative size, be smaller, so we may come in and only be 100 instead of 400 or something. You know, think of it as like fans of Lost versus fans of the Extra Life stuff or the Frog Pants stuff. You know, enormous chasm of difference in demographic and how many people are fans of each. But you have small segments of the Lost community that are really into that show and are really active about it. And they go to all the cons to listen to what everyone's saying, and they have fan pages and do their own podcasts. I mean, they're super active behind the scenes. But it's a very, very small segment of the overall fanship of that show. Whereas, in my case, a huge portion of the listenership slash readership gets involved in various ways. And so, in other words, take that 400 people versus, or even take 4 million people versus 100 people. And if that 100 people is hitting the ground running and they're totally involved and they're going crazy and running around, they'll beat the 4 million in a fight to the death. And anyway, I don't know if any of that is making sense, but it's what makes me so proud of this community. It's just so freaking, you know, just they're all over the place doing great stuff. And they're no specific demographic. They aren't a bunch of oily fat nerds in the basement. They're not a bunch of IT guys. They're not, you know, whatever you want to boil it down to, they're not those guys. There's maybe some of them representing, but there's this huge diversity of listeners and readers that make up this group, and they range in age from like 13 to 75 in some cases. You know, I was always surprised at the age range and therefore interest level in all these things. And AppSlappy is a great example of this. It runs the whole gamut. It's like the teenager who just got an iPhone for Christmas up to an 85-year-old grandma who got the phone so she could talk to her grandkids and stay up with Facebook or something. And all the other communities are very similar to that. The whole thing just tends to attract a more diverse kind of mature group, but not mature necessarily in age, although I think our median age is a little higher than most. But I think it's more, when I say maturity, I think sort of emotional maturity. Like, no one's really a big fat jerk. Wouldn't you take those 100 people as opposed to those 400 people or those 4 million people? I think I would. Anyway, I guess I don't have to take it. They're already there. And I'm just really grateful for them, and I'm feeling that today. As I look forward to Nerdtacular in 2000, or in May, rather. It is 2010. In May, as nervous as I am, as I always get, and as much as there is to do, and as stressy as I am about making sure everything goes off right and everyone has a good time and everything, and I stress way too much about that, I admit. But as much as all that's true, I'm so excited just for these people to be able to meet up and hang out and have fun with each other and make new friends. That always happens every year. And it's such a small, you know, kind of intimate event. It's like 350 people, kind of by design, because that's how big the theater is. And we can't get much bigger than that. I think I'm going to let this guy go. Go ahead. You betcha. I'm a nice guy. That's right. I let people in. Anyway, they're gonna make new friends, and they're going to find new companionships, and I realize that sounds a little redundant, but that's really fun to watch. And as small and as intimate as it is, it feels like a much bigger thing because we're talking about individuals that are passionate and unique and interesting and talented and just, I don't know, it's just a really great bunch of people that just seems to be growing every day. And I just feel lucky to be around for it. Like, I don't feel like I know I'm putting out a lot of content, working really hard to build this, but that just feels like part of it. Like, it feels like just a piece of this puzzle. The bigger part is good people, and I've been lucky to have them run into me somehow, and that's great. So if you're listening to this, and, you know, it's a smaller bunch of people that listen to the diary, but I also think you probably tend to be some of the more devoted fans and are willing to take in. Whew, sorry about that. Got cut off by a phone call from Eric from AppSlappy, the big booger. He decided to call me right in the middle of a diary recording, and the irony is I was on my way somewhere, and by the time I got off with him, I was at my destination and had like a long 3.5, almost 4-hour meeting. So it's like 4 hours later, and here I am, and I don't even remember what I was talking to you about, except I know we were talking about community and all the awesomeness of the of my community, and I hesitate to even call it mine because it's not really mine, it's yours. And anyway, I'm just super grateful for it. I'm especially grateful for it when occasionally you get some jerk or some troll or somebody who's kind of like trying to pee on our parade and says things, you know, passive-aggressive junk through Twitter or through the web or whatever. And those times, those kinds of things always make me super sad because I think that they're just kind of a waste of time and sort of doesn't do anyone any good. And if people have any real issues with me, they should maybe try to talk to me about it. And that spoils the fun a little bit, but then I remember it's like one dude out of way more people. Man, am I hungry. You ever just starving? I was in there for 4 hours and I'm freaking starving. So I think I'll end it here. I just wanted to talk about that some, and I'm glad you had an ear today to listen. Appreciate that. Lots of really great stuff happening with the Frog Pants world right now for me. I'm just having a blast, and I hope that you guys are enjoying it as well. And I hope you continue to enjoy the diary. I know I've been a little sloppy about updates, but I don't know, it's one of those shows I kind of have to be in the mood to do, and lately I've just been so busy I haven't found time to wonder if I am in the mood, but I am in the mood, and always will be, so you can expect more coming soon. Big announcements on the horizon. Can't talk about them all right now. Ah, moving and shaking, baby. Anyway, thank you guys so much, and I will look forward to chatting with you soon. Live long and prosper. Don't eat the yellow snow.